Baby, you gotta be more careful. Let me look at that. Ouch, 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 ouch. No. Here. Let me put pressure on it. This is gonna hurt. This is gonna sting for a little bit, Baby, you gotta be careful when you're cutting vegetables. Yes. Well, one, that knife was way too dull. And secondly, judging by where this cut is on your hand, You gotta hold the knife. You gotta do it that way, baby. It's all about the claw. You gotta curl your fingers. No, this isn't. I'm not trying to lecture you. I'm just saying for next time so you don't get. Because your poor little finger. No, it's not terrible. You don't need stitches, thankfully. At least I'm looking. Yeah, it doesn't look like any stitches. But it's gonna be painful for a little bit. I know. Because there's. Yeah, I know. There's probably salt in the knife. That's probably why it stings so much. I'm gonna wash it out in a second, okay? Okay, we can wait a second. We're gonna have to wash it out, all right? Yes, and then we're gonna have to put hydrogen peroxide on it, and then Neosporin, yep, and then a Band-Aid. No, baby. Yes, there are people who talk about let it breathe, let the cut breathe. Sure, you can, but I mean, you want to at least clean it. If you want to let it breathe, I'll let you let it breathe. But you need to clean it at least. Cause doesn't that feel good when I put pressure on it? Yeah. That's what the Band-Aid's gonna do, it's gonna put the same amount of pressure I'm putting on. I know, baby, I know you weren't being careless. I know. I understand. These things happen, you know? It's a learning lesson. Hopefully you'll never get this kind of injury ever again. Oh man, I don't remember the last time I cut myself with a knife. Oh my God, I do. Do you remember? It was when I was cutting oranges. The skin was so slippery. Yeah, and I was holding it the same way you were probably holding. Yeah, see? You just can't hold things that way. You gotta cut smart. I know, the first cut is always the hardest. That's the one that you feel like you gotta hold it a certain way, and that's when you usually get cut. I know. I appreciate you cooking, I appreciate you putting all this work on. I want to take care of you, so I'm gonna help you. No, baby. Let me help you finish cooking. It's okay. Baby, I was literally not doing anything important. Yes, you're down a hand. Let me help. Okay, let me look at it. It's not bleeding as much anymore, which is good. It is. Ooh, it is a little deeper than I thought, though. Ooh, yeah, I know that looks painful. All right. You're really procrastinating on the hydrogen peroxide. Baby, I know it's gonna sting, but the stinging is a good sign. It means it's killing the bad bacteria. It's killing bacteria in the area. Yeah, I know. I know. I don't enjoy it either. Hydrogen peroxide stings. It is painful. I know. But that's what the Neosporin is. Afterwards, it's like that's the nice cooling part. It's the burn and then the cool. Yeah. No, I don't think you need stitches. I know it does. It doesn't look good and looks painful. You got it at like a rough angle, but it should be okay. I don't think it'll scar. I mean, if we take care of it well, I think it'll be okay. Might be a little line on your finger, but it wouldn't be. It's not gonna be terrible, baby. I know. Here. I figured I'd kiss it before we disinfect it. I'll kiss it afterwards too. On the Band-Aid though. Maybe the last thing I want is for this to get infected. Yeah, cooking injuries tend to get infected super easily because of like, all the stuff you're using to cook. If that gets into the cut, it's really bad. No, but we're gonna take care of it. Okay, are you ready? Here. All right. Hold it still. 2 seconds. On and off. On and off. Here, I have the. Here. Here's a Neosporin. So as soon as I put it on, I'll put it. All right. 3, 2. Yeah, I know it burns. I know it burns. I know it burns. Just give it a second. There you go. It's okay. It's okay. You're okay. I don't know. Whenever I blow on it, it always helps me. That feels so much better, doesn't it? Yeah. I'm not putting too much. Because you want to leave it open, right? You don't want me to. Or do you want a band-aid? Alright, I'll let you leave it open, but I think tonight you should put a band-aid on before you go to bed, okay? Just so you don't irritate it, because I don't. The last thing I want you is to, like. Yeah. Because you. I want this to stay down, because then it'll heal better than if you let it lift, it will be really bad. Yeah, just don't touch it. No, don't mess with it. Just leave your hand is now in a bubble. Don't. No using this hand. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna help you finish cooking, okay? Yes, I can. I can help, all right? Just sit down. You can guide me. You can direct me, but I'll be your hand now, all right? Deal? Yes. And then once I'm done cooking, once we're done eating, before we start eating, I'm gonna get you a Band-Aid. So you get in touch. Yeah, because maybe you want to cover it just to keep it safe. Okay? Okay, thank you. I love you. I'm sorry you got injured, baby. It's okay, I'll take care of your boo-boo. It'll get better, I promise. Yeah, I'll make sure of it.